You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is indicators of compromise. Spelled indicators, as in signs of activity, and of compromise, as in an intrusion. Definition: digital evidence that a system or network has been breached. Example sentence: the indicators of compromise alerted the organization that an adversary was inside the network. Origin and context. In order to block bad guy activity or detect that a bad guy is in your network, security practitioners have used the concept of indicators of compromise since the internet was young. Prior to 2010, they relied on technical lists of known bad guy things, like malicious IP addresses or URLs, MD5 hashes of known bad guy malicious code, and known bad guy domains, just to name a few. They were passive and had no connection to the sequence of steps that hackers have to take to be successful. They were just lists of odds and ends, big collections of digital artifacts to block and to watch out for, and were prone to false positives. These low-resolution indicators are not bad per se, but they are ephemeral, and hackers can easily change them at the drop of a hat, and do. By the time InfoSec teams deployed countermeasures, the bad guys had likely already changed their behavior. In 2013, MITRE released the first version of the MITRE attack framework that, among other things, expanded the original concept of the Lockheed Martin kill chain paper. They added TTPs, the tactics, the why, the techniques used, the how, and the specific implementation procedures the adversary group used to deploy the tactic. That intelligence is not as ephemeral, is tied to known adversary group behavior, and is conducive to designing impactful countermeasures. With these more useful TTPs, network defenders can forecast a confidence level of how likely their network has been compromised by a specific attack sequence. For example, according to Tidal, a company that operationalizes MITRE attack intelligence, the Middle East hacker group called Mole Rats uses 17 TTPs in their adversary playbook. If network defenders observe one of them, say forged Microsoft code signing certificates in malware, then the chances that the hackers behind the Mole Rats attack sequence are quite low. Many hacker groups use that technique. It's only one indicator of compromise out of a possible 17. But if those same network defenders observe 15 of the 17 Mole Rat TTPs, then the chances are high that the hackers behind the Mole Rats attack sequence have compromised your network. Nerd reference. In the fabulous BBC retelling of the Sherlock Holmes story, Benedict Cumberbatch played Sherlock, and Martin Freeman played the sidekick Dr. John Watson from 2010 to 2017. In this classic murder scene setting, Sherlock lays out all the indicators of compromise to a detective and to Watson about why the victim was murdered and didn't commit suicide, mainly because he was left-handed and they found the bullet hole in the right temple.
We're obviously looking at a suicide. It does seem the only explanation of all the facts.
Wrong. It's one possible explanation of some of the facts. You've got a solution that you like, but you're choosing to ignore anything you see that doesn't comply with it.
Like?
The wounds on the right side of his head.
And?
Van Koon was left-handed. Requires quite a bit of contortion.
Left-handed?
Oh, I'm amazed you didn't notice. All you have to do is look around this flat. Coffee table on the left-hand side, coffee mug handle pointing to the left. Power sockets habitually use the ones on the left. Pen and paper on the left-hand side of the phone because he picked it up with his right and took down messages with his left. You want me to go on?
No, I think you've covered
it. I might as well. I'm almost at the bottom of the list. There's a knife on the breadboard with butter on the right side of the blade. Because he used it with his left, it's highly unlikely that a left-handed man would shoot himself in the right side of his head. Conclusion, someone broke in here and murdered him. Only explanation of all of the facts.
But the gun,
he was waiting for the killer. He'd been threatened.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpe, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.